Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I have a high degree of confidence that Americans will be involved. There are nine of them, but Americans' involvement will be an imperative, I think, for the president, rightly so.
Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal tells NBC the U.S., Israel, and Hamas are near a deal to release Americans and others taken hostage last month. The rumored Qatar brokered deal for 50 of the 240 held could come in exchange for a pause in fighting. Activists nationwide continue to push President Joe Biden and his party to call for an immediate ceasefire. More than 2,000 protesters shut down the California State Democratic Convention in Sacramento Saturday.
We will not vote. We will not canvass. We will not give our money to any elected official who does not say ceasefire now.
The cancellation overshadowed endorsing a candidate to replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein in the March primary. Representatives Adam Schiff and Katie Porter oppose a ceasefire. Representative Barbara Lee supports one and won the convention vote, narrowly beating Schiff. Fulfilling a promise to his far-right members, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll release thousands of hours of footage from the January 6th Capitol attack.
We are trying to hold you up with that now. We need to hold the doors of the Capitol.
More than 40,000 hours will gradually be posted on a House website. Johnson says it'll let Americans see for themselves what happened. A federal judge says North Dakota's legislative redistricting violates the Voting Rights Act by breaking up the power of the Native American vote. Turtle Mountain Chippewa Chairman Jamie Azur tells KFYR-TV the ruling's a major win for tribal nations.
It may seem like a simple redistricting case, but it's just an example of nations coming together to challenge when we feel wronged.
North Dakota lawmakers have until just before Christmas to draw new maps. At least 30 federal lawsuits across the country challenge legislative districts. Massachusetts voting rights groups say last year, two-thirds of provisional ballots, often from low-income Black and Latinx voters, were rejected for technical flaws. Cheryl Clyburn Crawford with Mass Vote says under same-day voter registration, election officials could clear much of that up.
Instead of turning people away, which discourages voters, it would encourage and empower voters.
Washington, D.C. and half of the states allow same-day registration. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. Carter was known as a staunch advocate for mental health and the elderly. Beloved wife of former President Jimmy Carter, Rosalynn visited more than 100 countries, built houses with Habitat for Humanity, and promoted public health and democracy across the developing world.
There's so many opportunities, and if I don't use the influence I have to help those people who need help, I think that's a terrible waste.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.